Hear this right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Nice to have you along. Good little Monday. Good little Monday program. The Beavers are leading the Trojans 4-0. They're in the fourth, so they're probably going to win the whole College World Series.
That's what we've determined at this point.
And we're talking sports. We got, Stockwatch coming up next for you guys out there. Wrapping up headlines real quick, I got a couple things here from the NFL. National Football League. Remember that?
I do.
Remember that operation?
I'm familiar, yeah. They make a lot of money.
Every time I see...
Just
some on-air producing. Have I screwed up the stack there?
You probably have, yes.
Buckley? That was a misfire on my part. Something is playing.
What did you do?
Well, I don't know. As long as it's not playing on your end, it doesn't matter.
I don't hear anything. Do you hear something?
No, I don't hear it, but I see it.
Where?
So I just want you to... I don't know. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Anyway.
We all right?
What were we talking about? Oh,
we had little notes that.
Well,
we were,
I'm watching the NFL.
NFL.
They have some highlights. You know, they show highlights.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you know, like on TV and such. And I love it because then I'm like, it makes me miss the NFL because then I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Why don't we have that right now?
I think we're under 100 sleeps. It's like 90. I would say it's like 96, 97 sleeps.
Yeah, but that's a lot of sleeps.
Well, I'm just saying it's less than 100.
Yeah. Okay.
Double digit, you know.
But the Lions, so the first headline is that the Lions lost their Pro Bowl center.
Yeah.
Ragnow retired.
Yeah.
He's only 29.
Yeah, he's played 7 years. He's made four Pro Bowls. He has battled a lot of injuries. And while it does seem kind of sudden, they drafted the kid out of Georgia. Is it Rutledge?
Yeah, Tate Ratledge.
Ratledge in the second round, which at the time you were like, guard center. And so there's some whispers that maybe the Lions had an idea that maybe this stuff usually doesn't come out of nowhere. Here's a guy that's made a decent amount of money, and by all accounts, he's a pretty low key fella. He's not like a big spender or anything. And it's just someone like when someone is kind of getting close to the end and they're just tired of dealing with injuries. And it sounds like the Lions were at least aware that this was a possibility. It's a huge blow.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of the best centers in the game, and the Lions' offensive line is fantastic. So this is a huge blow, but they're trying to address that, I think you saw through the draft.
But they don't know why you're just saying, like,
he's battled.
He made enough money, had some injuries.
Yeah. Sounds like
whatever. I'm out of here.
He has battled a ton of injuries, and was just kind of going through this today and went on to some Lion sites, and people are stunned, but I guess there's been whispers that maybe he's the sort of player that would walk away and not play forever. And the injuries are, were something that wears on him. So,
I read it was like that his turf toe specifically was getting really bad, and that surgery wasn't even going to be able to fix it at this point. He was just going to have to grit through one of the worst toe injuries you can imagine. So
if you've ever, and I've never had to play through that, but people that do, you can play through it, but I guess it's just like walking on glass. And you can, I look at his career, what's his career earnings? Let's see what he made. Because if you had the idea, like okay, so he made close to $60 million bucks. And by all accounts, he is a low-key guy. Like I said, not a big spender. You made $60 million, you got an NFL pension, you got four Pro Bowls, and someone tells you, hey, just so you know that for the rest of your career, you're walking on broken glass. I can totally see where he's just like, I'm not doing this. Also, keep in mind, doesn't mean you can't come back. It doesn't mean that a year away from this and a year of not being in pain, maybe he decides to, that he can give this a whirl. Yeah, it certainly is a blow to a Lions offensive line.
College ball. Do you remember him in college?
Was he?
He played at Arkansas.
Okay, I was going to say. I was going to guess. Like, they all come from Iowa. When in doubt, pick Iowa or Wisconsin.
So Frank Ragnow hanging him up. Blow to the Lions Super Bowl hopes. Also, the latest report is that Aaron Rodgers, the Steelers are still optimistic that he will sign with them.
Yeah.
And they are, but this could drag out for another 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
Or like you said, 97. I mean, it's going to be, well, not 3 months, but 6 to 8 weeks, possibly, before they even get some resolution here.
And look.
And they're also saying that Kirk Cousins is a potential alternative if a deal with Rodgers falls through. So there's, they still, the Steelers still think Aaron Rodgers will be their quarterback.
And that's everything you hear. It just, it doesn't make any sense to me. I just,
that they want him or
no,
that,
like if you're Aaron Rodgers, look, you're Aaron Rodgers, you can do what you want. And at this point, we all know Aaron Rodgers is going to do what he wants. And I understand that Aaron Rodgers, anyone saying that he's completely washed, if you watch the back half of the season last year, Aaron Rodgers is not a terrible quarterback, but he's also not a top 10 quarterback anymore. So you're taking a team that I'm assuming the only reason you're coming back is you think that team can be good. And you're a notoriously picky guy when it comes to what sort of offense you're running and being on time with your receivers. It just makes no sense if this is really what you're going to do and they think he's going to be the quarterback and he thinks he's going to be the quarterback, why wouldn't you be there putting this work in? Not even for you. Aaron Rodgers doesn't need this work in order to play quarterback, but you do need continuity with your team.
Didn't he say he's got some family health issues or something?
I guess. You
got
never
somebody that's got cancer?
I don't know, man. He's just a weird duck. And if I'm Pittsburgh, to me, the juice isn't worth the squeeze, but that's just me.
Well, it is if your other alternative is Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, I would like to believe the stability of that. Maybe this is the year that you just take a step back and you go find your quarterback. Or, you know, the Kirk Cousins thing is out there. It costs you something and you got to trade for him. But, I mean, at this point, I think I'd rather have Kirk Cousins. I don't think there's a big difference between the quarterbacks. I think another year away from the Achilles tear for Kirk Cousins, and I think there's some stability there. I think Kirk probably can play a couple more years than Rodgers. So to me, if the cost isn't too high, I'd rather have Cousins at this point than Aaron Rodgers. I just don't want that in my locker room. But, you know, Pittsburgh is used to having problematic people in the locker room. How about that?
Power rank Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, and Russell Wilson right now for 1 year for Pittsburgh.
I would go Cousins, Rodgers, and Russell Wilson. I just think Wilson's
here now.
He doesn't. He hasn't accepted that his game has changed.
Broncos orange, let's ride.
And his biggest problem, and I listened to, you know, he's given the interviews in New York, and I wonder if the New York thing isn't trying to just set himself up for his next career. I wonder how much of that is him just wanting to be in a major market. I think that dude fancies himself as the next host of something. I think that's, and I wonder how much he has left. And this is the thing that pissed off Mike Tomlin. It's the thing that pissed off Pete Carroll. It's the thing that pissed off Sean Payton. So that's, can we admit that those are three pretty good coaches?
Yeah.
Right? And Russell, when the legs started to go, every one of them have tried to get Russ to play more in the confines of a pocket system. You can't just, we need you to change the way you play, right? We need you to play more on time. You're just not the player you were. And this is now the third team that has looked at him. Seattle, where it started, Denver, where he fell off a cliff, and then he wasn't terrible in Peyton's system. I don't think he was the problem there, but Sean Payton looked at it and was like, "You're still not playing the way you want." And then in Pittsburgh, they're like, "Yeah, dude, we're good here." So I just think that speaks volumes to me that he is unwilling to change or unable. Maybe it's just a physical ability thing, but his style of play. Russ was underrated back in the day, but once the legs went, and I don't care, he claims that he's lost weight and he's going to be more, his legs are shot. He's not the athlete that he was, and he can't play effectively without that athleticism. So I just think he's washed.
All right, that wraps up headlines. Got a Mariners nuggie a little bit later, but we got to move on because Stockwatch is coming up next. We're buying and selling from the Weekend in Sports on The Fan.
Ah! It's Primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Sue buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
Well, danger zone for USC here.
Oh, yeah.
Beavs got the bases loaded in the fourth. Already up 4-0 on the Trojans.
And how about this? Is it the DeKramer? This kid that's pitching for him? They got a freshman who's pitched 21 innings all year. He's pitched more than four innings once. Actually, he's only pitched four innings once all year. That was against the University of Portland. So he's been a spot reliever for him. He's got a 5.5 ERA, and they put him out there as the opener. He's gone four shutout innings. And if they bust this thing open, you might be able to ride him. I mean, this is setting up really, really well for Oregon State if they can bust this open right now.
New drop.
That's what the color guy was saying. Color commentator.
Wow.
Color commentator. Damn it. I knew it the moment that came out of my mouth.
It is, boy! Stockwatch time. Here's Buckley.
Let's start with a little bit of NBA Finals talk. We now have the matchup set.
Yes.
Here's what Paul Pierce had to say on the Pacers.
Do we care what he says?
Well, just let me set up my question, please, okay. Thank you.
Right. The thing we forget about Indiana and why they can't win it, think about this. We pegged Celtics versus Cleveland, right? Mm-hmm. Look at how they did Cleveland, though. I mean, it was a masterclass.
I did not see that coming.
What, they beat them in five, right?
4-1. 4-1.
They 4-1 Cleveland, the number one team in the East. Too. Cleveland had three occasions during the season where they had like a 10-plus game winning streak.
Right.
Like, Cleveland was not ever supposed to lose in five to nobody. We overlooked that, so we got to go back and say, hold on, they dissected them.
Buy or sell that because of the way the Pacers have gotten to the NBA Finals, we should give them a better than plus 550 chance of winning the whole thing. Essentially, that they are underrated and undervalued on the betting line.
Yeah, maybe a little bit, but, you know, at the same time, let's also understand that not many people thought Cleveland was... People thought Cleveland was a bit of a paper tiger.
Yes.
Cleveland was also beat up in that series. And they didn't have to go through Boston. They went through New York. I mean, Indiana is... really good, and give Indiana a lot of credit. But Oklahoma City is the won 68 games. They are absolutely steamrolling through the playoffs, minus the hiccup against Denver. And, you know, Denver pushed them. But Oklahoma City has looked really stinking good. By the way, they've lost against the Eastern Conference once all year. Greatest point differential of all time. They're deeper... than Indiana. Their starting five is better. They have the MVP. I don't know if Indiana's being undervalued or we're just looking at Oklahoma City and being like, dude, they've been the best team all year. And the only thing that we thought was maybe they were too young, but at this point, isn't youth out the window? I think they answered that question in the Game 7 blowout against the Nuggets. They were pushed, and there was some inexperience in that series where they kind of had some duds. I think they've answered those questions. I think there's a reason why Oklahoma City is the overwhelming favorite.
Yeah, I mean, I think that to answer your question, like to buy or sell the stock, going to buy it. I think they should. I think that's how you phrased it, right?
Yeah, they should be. They should not. Well.
What was the. Read it again.
Yeah, the buy or sell is buy or sell that this. Because of the way this Indiana Pacers team has gotten to the finals, that they are undervalued or underrated going into these finals against the number.
I buy that because I think the numbers reflect. It just reflects Oklahoma City and how good they are. And I think it also reflects the betting market. You know, a lot of people out there are just going to blindly bet OKC versus Indiana. They're like, Indiana, what? Yeah. You know. So I think that that's. I think they are a little bit better of a dog than that number reflects. That said, that doesn't mean they're going to win the series. Yeah. But if we're pricing them, They're pretty nasty, man. Like, yeah. Indiana, if they can, the thing is, they do have a path to beat Oklahoma City. Not a lot of teams do, but Indiana does. It's going to be very hard, but if they get the pace going their way more than Oklahoma City is comfortable, then they've got a chance, right? I mean,
yeah, they played
that's their whole thing.
They played two games, 132, 111, 120, 114. Thunder won both of those. But Indiana, post-January 1, has been a different team.
Well, Indiana post-January 1, I think I saw SportsCenter had it that these are the two best teams in the NBA since January 1st.
Yeah.
So Indiana's, I mean, they found something, and they're still alive. Yeah. So I think they're a pretty good dog, but I don't know that I'll be betting them to win the series, but I think it could be a good series. It could be entertaining.
Styles make fights, and this should be entertaining, getting up and down.
Well, let's move over to the ice where puckheads like Rop really thrive.
Well, they go back again, and hard to beat the same team twice in a row, but of course sitting on the other side is the Florida Panthers, who have put together just an incredible stretch of play. And now you've got the same two teams fighting over the same real estate again.
Which do you think, Ray, they're both better than they were a year ago?
I do.
I do, too.
I absolutely agree.
That is Ray Ferraro and Sean McDonough talking about the rematch of the Oilers and Panthers in the Stanley Cup Final. That did go 7 last year. Buy or sell that Canada finally snaps their Stanley Cupless streak in this Stanley Cup Final.
I want nothing more. If I had a sport monkey paw wish... One, I don't like the Florida Panthers. I don't like warm weather teams.
I don't like the Florida Panthers for two reasons. One, they're in Florida.
That's
and my. Two, they're named the Panthers.
Exactly.
And three, their colors are stupid.
And no one cares about them when they win the Stanley Cup. I also really dislike the Tkachuk brothers. I think their coach is a lovable douche, but he's still a douche. And I just really want Emmett to win this. And if I had a sports monkey paw, I think I would do it, but the better team, and they were one game different in the regular season. Edmonton, I think, has one game, so it's in Edmonton.
Vegas has it as about a pick 'em.
It went 7 games last year, and it was a 2-1 game, and I do think Edmonton's better. I think Florida gets it done. I do. I hate to say that, but I'm going to choose positive momentum, and Connor McDavid's been the best player in hockey for damn near a decade, and they're finally getting good goaltending. Edmonton gets it done, and they bring the cup north of the border, and good for them. They deserve it. Well, I don't really believe that, but I'm trying to speak it into existence.
I know what I believe, and it is that I could not care any less about who wins the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
That said... because Wayne Gretzky once played for Edmonton.
Yes.
It didn't even get any cups there.
Never won the cup. Little known fact.
According
to Ryan Buckley. I'm gonna go with the Oilers because I hate the Panthers.
There you go.
So, I mean, the Oilers just feel like hockey.
Yes.
The Panthers don't.
No.
That's right.
They had a parade last year and like 7 people showed up. There was video.
Really?
There was video of them, like some of the Panther players walking around the city. With the Stanley Cup, and people were literally walking by being like, what?
I have a dumb question.
Yeah, go for it.
Are they in Miami?
They're in Sunrise, which is a suburb of Miami. But yes, they're Miami.
Okay.
It's the Miami area, and no one. You think Miami fan doesn't care about, like, the Heat? The Miami Heat fan is like Red Sox Yankee fan compared to the Florida Panther fans. It's just not right for it to be down there 2 years in a row.
How's the Cuban hockey team?
I don't think it's very good.
It's like the Jamaican bobsled team?
Yeah, I don't think they make any sort of international competitions.
And then finally, let's go to the diamond. I wonder if Sook heard Gary Cohen coming back from break during the Mets game over the weekend.
By Blue Chew, chew it and do it.
Oh,
and by your local tri-state area Audi dealer.
Right. Chew it and do it.
What did you mean by that?
I just read the copy here. I try to give it a good read, try and give the advertiser everything that they paid for, Keith. And then it's somebody else's problem. Mickey Moniak is 0-2, and he grounds one weakly on the right side for Acuna. And he makes the play one away. I mean, I did read it.
Oh, you always, you're a champ. You're a pro.
Did he get the Audi and the Blue Chew boner pill ad mixed up?
Oh, no, he didn't get it mixed up. He just did one, then the other, and Keith was like, what did you mean by that?
I thought for a minute he was like, go to your local Audi dealer and get boner pills?
That's not what I took from it. I think that he just...
He just had two different ads.
Yeah, okay. And he just had conviction about the, or at least Keith wanted to know about the Blue Chew Reed. My question, buy or sell, that you would do ad copy for anybody if the price was right?
Okay, first off, Gary Cohen doesn't have a choice. Again, he's the... That's play-by-play guy. He has to read that. He has to read the copy. And no, there are some things that would be
no.
They're just at some point you have to be able to say no.
Yeah, I mean didn't somebody on the Fan do Blue Chew once?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Sprague and Dirt one of them or both of them.
I think both of them might have.
Nice. No. I cannot be bought.
Well, I mean, here's the thing.
It has to be a good
partnership. That number, like, you could throw an absurd, like, would you do it for 10 million? Of course you would. But any sort of realistic number.
Yeah, I'd do it and then retire.
Exactly. So, no. Any sort of number that someone would reasonably throw out, there are plenty of things that we've said no. to.
Yeah. It's got to be a fit. You turn it down more than you get it.
Yes.
It comes to fruition.
Chew it. I remember the Sprague chew it and do it ads.
Yeah.
And I don't listen to.
Wonder if they moved some boner pills for him.
I would hope.
True story.
I would hope so too.
I don't listen to Bussin' with the Boys. It's a little bro-y for me. But I did listen to the Dan Lanning episode of Bussin' with the Boys, and they're sponsored by boner ads, like boner pills. And I'll tell you what, it was very awkward when Dan Lanning and Bustin' with the Boys, because Lanning was like, what? And then they were like, oh, yeah, it's like, you take these pills, and it's like, yeah! And Lanning had to be like, yeah. He was not prepared to talk boner pills with Bustin' with
the
Boys.
Why would they... Because why were they talking to him about it?
Well, they were interviewing Dan Lanning.
Yeah. They probably had to incorporate it.
They had to incorporate it. They do a whole segment on it. And just, so I was listening to the episode with Dan Lanning. And like I said, I've never listened to that podcast before. And so they just launched in, like, coming out of a break with, you know, with some sort of weird, like, what would you do, like, when you get, like, a rock star, like, you know, erection because of this awesome pill we take. And Lanning was caught completely.
They asked him that?
What an opportunity.
It was the whole thing. It was very, very awkward.
God.
Yeah, you can
tell. We might need the audio of that.
Yeah, you can. I mean, you
can probably dig it up.
It was one of those things they were talking about, like, how did you meet your... It's like, how did you meet your wife? How did you, like, talk your wife into whatever? And then it was wrapped around, like, these boner pills. It was...
I'm not even hearing it, and I'm
exactly.
Secondhand embarrassment.
It was very, very strange.
All right. There is your Stockwatch each week brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is coming up next, we have a mass stabbing, and the Super Bowl for beekeepers occurred.
Who knew they had one of those?
Well, they don't, but this happened, and
They called,
yeah. Right. The phones.
I did see that, yeah.
Beekeepers' phones lit up.
The bee signal.
They put on their bee capes. Yeah, the bee signal.
They were waiting their whole lives for that.
That's coming up next, but first, Buck with SportsCenter.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
The yacht rock behind it.
Sailing really
that
makes
was
it.
A stroke
Can
of
I
genius.
Just tell you, I had to pee, and I feel like that break was,
that was
really
short.
Short.
I was criminally short.
Yeah.
I was standing there peeing, hearing this, and so now I'm like, oh man, I got to get back in there. But I don't. You can't rush a pee.
No, you can't.
Just gotta finish her up and shake it off and.
Look, I
was shocked at how quickly we were back.
When I heard that the intro music coming back in, I was like, wow. Way to go, sales.
Yeah. Yeah, sales.
But the fact that the little yacht rock behind that, boy, that just that made my day.
As I was standing there listening to my drops.
Yeah.
And with sailing behind the drops, it sounded a bit like a eulogy.
A little, I could see that. Yeah. Like, you know, at your funeral.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
And,
oh, like this is our farewell to like your eulogy? Like,
yes,
yes. We're like bidding adieu to Rob.
I got that feeling from it. It's that vibe.
Well, we were talking about like unlicensed boner pills. Lamar Odom almost died from those.
He did.
He had like a stroke and went to the ER on him. So, you know, wouldn't that be something? Like you chew it and do it, and then like you collapse and die, and we, sail away with a series of Rob drops.
All right, it is
serendipitous.
June 2nd, 2025. It is time now for In the News!
No, or don't.
I am your noted newsman. Hello. It is brought to you by the Advocates, Injury Attorneys at Advocates Law. Good. Now, today is one of the oddest days of the year.
And that's saying something, because there's a lot of weird.
There is a lot of weird ones. Find me one stranger than this.
Talk to me, Goose.
It is Yell Fudge at the Cobras in North America Day.
Boy, I don't even...
So apparently...
Do we have cobras?
No, that's the whole idea, is that we don't have cobras, and apparently they hate fudge, cobras.
Cobras hate fudge?
I don't know.
Now, is this like the knights that say knee, or do they actually hate, like, if I threw fudge at them?
And not chocolate, but fudge specifically?
Fudge. So if I encounter a cobra, and I've got, like, a fudge bar, I just... It's like vampires and garlic, so or if I just yell fudge, is the cobra like, and it runs away.
Yeah, well, let me just read this to you, okay?
All right.
Founded in the early 1990s by renowned holiday creators Thomas and Ruth Roy, this holiday gets the cobras slithering south. As everyone knows, cobras hate fudge, mention of the word gets snakes to gag and slither away. On this day, people from North America go outside, point themselves south, and yell, "Fudge!" at noon local time. Could it be that this ritual keeps cobras from living in North America?
Huh.
Sure, there are eastern coral snakes in North America, which are also known as American cobras, but these are not real cobras.
The coral snake is known as an American cobra?
Apparently.
I didn't know that.
So anyway, that's the oddest day.
So if we stop yelling this, cobras will then...
No, I think you want to keep yelling it.
Oh, yeah. But I'm saying if we stop yelling it, then cobras will come and, like, live here?
Well, yeah, because there's no fudge.
How would cobras...
They won't be scared of
how would
fudge?
Cobras get
I don't
here?
Know. That all sounds stupid, quite frankly.
Now, again, like, because someone released a bunch of, like, the pythons into the Everglades, and now we can't, like, do anything about it.
Yeah.
You would think, like, as a terrorist organization, you would just start dropping cobras all over the United States. Because they would have no natural predators. Like, we don't have mongooses, and, like, we can't kill the other snakes. But, you know, pythons don't really... We can't do anything. Like, they don't hurt us.
Don't give them any ideas, man.
Wouldn't that be something if someone just, like, gathered up, like, thousands of cobras and then started releasing them in places? And the next thing you know, we're a land of cobras.
That would be awful. I don't like that at all.
I don't know why I had that idea or why I said it, but that was...
Could they, I mean, I assume they live here? They could live here?
Why couldn't they?
Warm enough? Well, I don't know.
I mean, we have rattlesnakes.
Yeah. It is also National Rotisserie Chicken Day.
Now there you go. Who doesn't love a good rotisserie?
One of the best bangs for your buck you could possibly get.
Dare
right?
I say, in my humble opinion, right now in these United States of America, there is no better value than the $5 Costco rotisserie chicken.
Like, how many meals you get out of that thing?
Oh, dude, if it's just you, you can get three to four easy. And that's if you're like being a pig. If you want to space that out, you can get a week's worth of food out of that thing. And I'll never forget when a lady returned a rotisserie chicken to Costco, and they did.
Yeah, and you can do that.
You can.
You can return anything to Costco.
Yes. A lady brought back an empty container of a rotisserie chicken. And there was no chicken, and she said, "I didn't like it." And they said, "Would you like a new one, or do you want your $5 back?" No questions asked, just an empty rotisserie chicken.
She gets her money back for that?
Yeah, they gave her the choice between a new rotisserie chicken or the $5.
12 people were taken to the hospital in a mass stabbing incident at the Union Gospel Mission in Salem.
That's no good.
This happened last night.
Yeah.
7:15, reports of multiple stabbings. 11 people were taken to Salem Health Hospital with varying types of injuries.
It's more of a European thing. We normally just shoot people here.
Yeah, I thought it was odd. You often talk about that, mass stabbing.
Yeah.
But there was one in, was it China not too long ago?
Well, other places you get mass stabbings because guns are hard to come by. But here, guns are very easy to come by, so no one really stabs anyone. You just start a shooting.
So this guy that did it, Tony Latrell Williams, he is a 42-year-old from Bend, and they got him, booked him into jail.
It's not good. That's all kinds of bad.
Yeah.
But
no one died.
No one died. So that's good. And we've talked about this too, but like, I mean, getting shot is worse, but like in my head, like the stabbing is so personal. It's like, ew. I mean, you'd much rather be stabbed, although it can be fatal. But there's just something about the stabbing that like gives me the, I think it's that scene from Goodfellas where Joe Pesci's like just picking that dude. Is it so up?
Is that right before they throw him into the ground?
Yeah, they open the trunk and he's still breathing in there even though they think he's dead. So he takes out the knife and just starts,
A coordinated retail theft operation led by the Portland Police Bureau on Friday resulted in 36 arrests and the recovery of over $3,000 in stolen merch. Also, two guns, just for good measure.
Well, I'm glad because eventually we got to start putting a stop to this crap and stop calling it petty crime.
Also cleared 26 outstanding arrest warrants. So nice little Friday.
Hey, way to go. They take a lot of flack, but when they do something, let's give the Portland police. Let's give them a little little natta boy. There you go. There you go, boys.
Nice
and
job.
Girls.
Shut up, guys.
Fellas and gals.
Ladies. Yes, I mentioned this is a beekeeper's Super Bowl.
Right? This is like you spend your whole life as a beekeeper, and this is what you wait for.
Call to action.
That's right.
Approximately 14 million bees escaped after a tractor trailer carrying more than 70,000 pounds of pollinator hives rolled over Friday in northern Washington state.
Yeah.
It's a commercial truck. It had the honeybees in there. It was about 4 a.m. in Whatcom County, Washington. Which borders British Columbia.
I was going to say, I'm not really familiar with where that's at.
But boy, the photos are really something.
Oh, yeah. By the way, bees hit another home run. 6-0.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Look at that. The hives came off the truck shortly after 9 a.m., which freed the bees.
You can't have 70,000 pounds of bees just...
just hanging,
it's like cruising around.
Well, you would think the bees would just leave.
No, because the queen, they got to be with the queen.
That's right. So they're all just hanging around there, flying around, like you know, as bees tend to do.
It literally, when you see like the video, it's just everywhere you look, there's just a swarm of bees. They said the energy was palpable.
Yeah, big bee energy. So there was more than 24 beekeepers who came to assist with the rescue of the bees. Yeah. They call it a rescue.
Yeah.
And the goal was to save as many of them as possible. So what they did was they allowed 24 hours, and then the bees, what they do is they rehive after they find their queen bee.
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay, no problem here.
We're going to go do this.
We're good to go. And then you can move them.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, if you're a beekeeper in that area, you know there was like one dude who was like an amateur beekeeper, and his wife just pitches him never-ending crap about his dumb hobby. And he's like, what do you got to say now?
It was 4 a.m. and he got the call and he's out.
Yeah. And you know, he has never
been on his bee cape.
He's never been prouder in his life. He woke up his kids. He's like, yeah.
Kids?
Yeah. It's time for dad to go save the day.
They said initially some 250 million bees escaped, but I don't know how they could possibly know that.
I don't know. Well, I'm guessing you know roughly how many are in a hive, and then, I mean, it's 70,000 pounds of bees. Bees don't weigh a lot. It's a lot of freaking bees. You imagine, like, you're just driving around, like maybe you're in a convertible. You're like feeling it. You're like, yeah, on my way up to Canada. It's a nice sunny day. And next thing you know, swarmed by bees. It's no good.
Where is the submerged vehicle in the Pantheon of Fears?
That's pretty high.
Yeah, I think so too.
Nah, it's no good.
We'll get to that story next on In the News on The Fan.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
All right, it's nice to have you along. This is In the News for June 2nd.
By the way, update. Me and we were talking about where the B was, that Whatcom County.
2025.
And I was like, yes. Where the hell is that? Apparently, my son goes to school in Whatcom County.
All right.
Yeah, Bellingham. So there you go. Learn something.
You know new. Who could have come in handy for that story? Hmm. Or if that happened up there? Yeah. His lady.
Oh,
not
that's
him,
true.
His lady.
Yeah.
She catches pigeons.
Yeah, she's catching pigeons, and I wonder if she's into bees. She can talk to crows. Does she speak bee? He did not give me any update. I talked to him, too, and he said nothing of the bee disaster.
Is he up there?
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. That was misfire, my bad.
That's never misfire.
Yeah, it doesn't really... I mean, where were we?
Who knows?
I'm being distracted here.
Here now!
Story.
Here now! Oh.
The submerged vehicle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't like this.
Yeah. I don't like this either.
One of the... I don't have many like nightmares or dreams that I remember, but one that I have that's a reoccurring one is like going high. You ever like have to go over a bridge and overpass and it's really high, it kind of peaks, you can't really see over the other side of it?
Yeah.
I always like, I have a dream where I get to the top and I realize that the bridge is out and then I just plunge into the water. That's a reoccurring.
That's rough.
Yeah, that's one that I have. And then you do like the, like you kind of wake yourself up. Yeah, going into the water in the vehicle, it's high up there.
Now, do you think if you plummet off of the...
Well, the crash kills you, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, are you alive when you hit the water?
Nah, not when you're that high up.
You don't think so?
That's just... No, I think...
When you hit the water?
Well, I think when you drop in a car like 70 or 80 feet or whatever it is... Like
the impact will kill you, but you're alive until that point.
That's what I mean, yeah.
But then, yeah, it's not like the car hits the water and then it's like a nice half gainer. I think that is a kerplunk and you're dead. And then even if you're not and you're crippled and your car is all mangled, then you get the benefit of sinking and then drowning. Either way, it sucks.
Eugene Springfield Fire, ESF as they're called, responded to a dramatic rescue Sunday afternoon after a vehicle reportedly plunged into the Willamette River near Beltline in Eugene.
Ooh.
1:30 p.m., callers reported the vehicle had accelerated into the river with a woman trapped inside.
It's no good, man.
Wow.
Don't like that at all. She accelerated, too? Is that a purpose pitch?
Who knows?
You know
how those things are.
I often wonder how people end up in the rivers.
They got her out of there.
Well, that's good.
It said Ladder 11 from the Santa Clara Station.
Shout out Ladder 11.
And Boat 5 from the Gateway Station.
I knew Boat 5 would show up.
Those are your heroes.
Those dudes are awesome. What's up, Boat 5?
They said in a press release that firefighters aboard Boat 5 successfully rescued the woman from the floating vehicle. And that's really all that we have.
That's
now, I will say this. The vehicle is not fully submerged.
Mm.
So if she were, say, sitting at the wheel... Which, well, she was.
Yeah.
She was not underwater.
Okay.
She, I mean, maybe her feetsies.
So maybe it was one of those where, like, if you're driving along, like, the side of a river and you skid out and you end up, you know.
It'd be like if you tried to drive through really, really, really deep floodwaters.
Yeah.
And then you got stuck.
Okay. Hey, still shout out to Boat 5, but maybe the rescue wasn't as dramatic as...
And Ladder 11.
But the one that gets me all the time and... and I have told the boss this, it changed. If it is snowy and icy conditions on the bridge, I ain't coming into work. Because I think about that dude a couple years ago when we had the bad snowstorm that was coming back from his Mexican restaurant that he owned in Vancouver, and all of the snow had been pushed to the side of the 205 bridge. He spun out and then Peter Panned like a off-ramp jump.
Yeah, didn't they sue because of that?
I think
because the way they pile that snow up.
Yeah, and my man, they formed a sled. They formed a jump, and he went off over the bridge into icy waters. That haunts me to this day. And the dude was just trying to serve up quality Mexican food at an affordable price. And he didn't even have to go over there. He was like, oh, I'm trying to keep it open for the snowy conditions. And like, he called his wife. He's like, I'm on my way home. He never got home. Ugh. Where was the boat 5 and ladder 11 on that one?
And that is in the news, June 2, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. All right. Well, it is the longest day in golf. Did you know that?
I did not.
Today. A couple of notes from U.S. Open qualifying that you didn't know you needed.
I like notable notes that I didn't know that I needed.
Those are coming up. We have a small market finals to discuss with you. And Kenny Dillingham has raised a college football question we will attempt to answer.
He's got a dog mentality.
All of that coming up on The Fan.